With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Robert Hur, the special counsel in the Biden classified documents case, is testifying on Capitol Hill. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Republican Jim Jordan.
Mr. Hur produced a 345-page report, but in the end, it boils down to a few key facts. Joe Biden kept classified information. Joe Biden failed to properly secure classified information. And Joe Biden shared classified information with people he wasn't supposed to.
In his testimony before the committee, Special Counsel Hur stood steadfastly by his 345-page report that questions Biden's age and mental competence, but recommended no criminal charges. Also at SRNNews.com, consumer prices in the U.S. picked up last month.
Prices rose 0.4% from January to February, a pickup from the previous month's figure of 0.3%. Compared with 12 months earlier, consumer prices rose 3.2% last month, faster than January's 3.1% annual pace. It's a sign that inflation remains a persistent challenge for the Federal Reserve and for President Biden's reelection campaign, both of which are counting on a steady easing of price pressures this year.
Correspondent Jeremy House, excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core prices, also climbed 0.4% from January to February, matching the previous month's increase at a faster pace that is consistent with the Fed's 2% target. Authorities in western Illinois say five people, including three children, killed after a school bus and semi-truck collided on a highway. The bus was traveling eastbound on Illinois Route 24 on Monday when it crossed the center line into the westbound lanes. On Wall Street, the Dow had 275 points, the NASDAQ adding 221. This is SRN News. The president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says President Biden's view on abortion is a change from his earlier stance.
President Biden, as Senator Biden and Vice President Biden, opposed government funding of abortion, but he has now shifted to enthusiastic support and demand for taxpayer support for abortion. He's made abortion a weapon in American foreign policy as well. He is the doddering but dangerous chief executive serving the culture of death.
In his daily briefing, Dr. Albert Mohler says the president's shift on abortion appears to be politically motivated.
President Joe Biden now openly and unabashedly embraces the culture of death. He clearly understands abortion as the main issue that just might keep him in the White House for another four-year term.
Mohler warns that the president's current position and the current position of the Democratic Party is far more radically pro-abortion than even Roe versus Wade, which the Supreme Court overturned in 2022. This is SRN News. Murder and scam in Connecticut.
Prosecutors say a 76-year-old woman accused of killing her husband, hiding his body, and collecting his paychecks now has pleaded guilty to manslaughter. Linda Kasuda-Baghazi was arrested in February of 2018 on the death of her husband, Dr. Perlugi Baghazi, a pathology professor at UConn Health. Investigators believe he died in July 2017, and his checks were deposited in the couple's joint checking account. Jason Walker reporting.
Four astronauts from four countries are back on Earth after catching a ride from the ISS with SpaceX. The capsule parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico near the Florida Panhandle early Tuesday. The four moved into the space station last August for what turned out to be a 199-day mission. The replacements arrived last week. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.